Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, delivering your weekly finance news wrap on this splendid Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Let's dive into the week's top stories. The Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, has released their October 2025 financial overview, confirming Australia's robust financial infrastructure despite challenges on the global stage. The RBA identified key international risks such as rising government debt, inflated asset values, and geopolitical discord, but assures Australians that our households and enterprise sectors remain surprisingly healthy. In the midst of these uncertainties, Australia appears resilient. Mortgage holders are keeping up with their payments, and local businesses are maintaining healthy reserves. What's noteworthy is the strength of our banking sector, boasting high levels of capital and liquidity, ready to lend support during unpredictable economic periods. The RBA advises maintaining prudent lending standards and boosting operational resilience, underpinning faith in our national economic stability. This resilience extends to easing financial conditions the RBA has reported following three interest rate cuts in 2025. The drop brought the cash rate down to 3.6%, making borrowing more affordable and improving credit accessibility for both households and businesses. These conditions stimulate lending, yet the RBA sustains a cautious outlook, acknowledging robust consumer spending and housing prices, but also factoring in ongoing global uncertainties. This data reinforces a favorable borrowing environment, but underscores the need for informed decision-making. Broadening our gaze to business lending, as the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority discloses a significant uptick of a sturdy 9.2% year-over-year as of June 2025. It's a sign of the times, reflecting heightened economic optimism. A record $1.14 trillion in loans were awarded to non-financial businesses, outpacing even the growth in housing loans. This learning trend places emphasis on the favorable financial conditions prompting business investment and expansion across Australia. Changing gears, turning to the market on two wheels, despite a 2.2% decline in Australia's motorcycle market in the first 9 months of 2025, scooter sales have bucked the trend. Sales have grown by 4.6%, making up 5.7% of the market. Scooters are being recognized as an efficient and economical option for urban transport. Amid the ongoing market challenges, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, and KTM have maintained strong results, resulting in scooters gaining popularity for buyers looking for both practicality and affordability. Collectively, these reports from across the financial spectrum this week suggest a sense of resilience and adaptability in the face of challenges. Stay tuned, stay informed, and visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more news and loan finance insights. Until next time, Australia, this is Paige Estrotori signing off.